Maseches Bikurim is the final Maseches Ben Seder Zeroyim, and will detail the halachas that pertain to the mitzvah of bringing the first fruits, which had to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and were accompanied by the reading of the parsha of Arami Oved Avi, which may be familiar to you as the parsha that we darshan at the Leil HaSeder. Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Yesh Mevi'in Bikurim V'Korin. There are those that bring Bikurim and have to read the parsha when they bring it. Mevi'in V'Loy Korin. But there are those that bring Bikurim, yet they do not read the parsha of Arami Oved Avi when they bring the Bikurim. V'yesh Einan Mevi'in. And there are those that, even if they have first fruits, they do not bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. The now Mishnah will discuss this latter case. Elu She'enem Mevi'in. There are those that do not bring Bikurim at all. Hanatela Seich Shalai, someone plants a tree in his own field. The Hivrech Leseich Shalyachim, and he bends a branch in order to increase the produce, and he bends it into a field that belongs to another individual, Aisharavim, or he bends the branch into a field that belongs to the public. In that case, the first fruits from his own tree in his field, or from the that grew from the branches, are not brought as Bikurim. Or if he takes a branch from a tree that was in another individual's field, or in a tree that was in the public domain, and he bent a branch into his own field and grew first fruits on his field that way. In that case, again, the first fruits that grew from that tree or the branch are not brought as Bikurim. If he plants a tree in his own field, and he bends the branch into another field that belongs to him. However, in between his tree and the branch, there is a path that belongs to a yachid, or, as other mafarshim explain, it's four amos wide. Or if there is a path that belongs to the public, or, as other mafarshim explain, it's 16 amos wide. Be'emtza. In either of those cases, the pathway is between his tree and the branch. In that case, harizeh and amevi. The Tanakhama holds, again, you do not bring bikurim either from the tree or from the branch, even though both of those are in your own field, but you had the pathway in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, because that maybe Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, you do bring it. Mefarshim disagree as to whether he's arguing only on the case of the Derech HaRabim Be'emtza, or if he's arguing in both cases. But according to Tanakhama, at the least, whether it's a Derech Yachad or Derech HaRabim, you do not bring Bikurim. Now, why don't you bring Bikurim in those cases? The next mission will explain. Paragalf Mishnah Beis. Maybe. Why do you not bring Bikurim in those cases? You have to have the entire growth of the field, of the tree, has to be from your own land. So again, if you go back to the case of having a tree in your field and bending a branch into someone else's field, or into a derech, or into a field that belonged to the rabbim, in those cases, the entire nourishment of that Bikurim did not come from your own field. It was shared either with someone else's field, or the nourishment was shared with a field that belonged to the rabbim. So since the entire nourishment, the entire growth of the Bikurim did not come from your own field exclusively, in that case, you did not bring Bikurim. Now the Mishnah will detail other cases where there are first fruits that did not belong on your own land. Harisin, if you have a sharecropper, and a sharecropper is someone who works on someone else's field and basically promises the landowner to pay a portion of the produce that grows from the field. The chacharis, or just a straight-up tenant of a field, where they basically agree to pay the landlord a straight fee. Vasik rikain, or a terrorist, as it's translated, someone who appropriates a field, someone who basically takes a field away under threat of murder, basically saying, if you don't give me your field, I will kill you. Vagazan is someone who just takes a field without the owner's knowledge, someone who's a squatter. In all those cases, ein mevi'in me'oisei yatam, you also did not bring for the same reason. Mishum shenema reishis bikuri ad masacha. Because it says it has to be your field, in all those four cases, whether you're a sharecropper or a tenant, or you're a terrorist who appropriates land, or you just are someone who takes land away from someone, or as other mafarshim explain, you take a tree from someone else's field. But in all those cases, the land that you grew it upon did not belong to you, and since the land that you grew it upon did not belong to you, the bikurim that grow from those trees are not brought as bikurim.